Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, June 29th, 2010, 8:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Arpal, will you please call the roll?
Actually, we're on daylight time over here, but...
Oh, I apologize. Daylight, yes. I'm so used to doing California.
Yes. Alonzo Brown. Mike Jones.
Present.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
Paul Martin is here. Simon Pius.
Here.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. John Wanger.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order. We're going to have to approve an agenda on the fly here. And I saw your minutes. When I went into the minutes folder, did you sent the June 15th minutes, is that correct?
I sent the June 15th minutes a while ago.
Okay.
And, there's also the... No, wait, June 15th. I'm sorry. Yes, June 15th is up there.
It is. But has anyone reviewed it?
Yep.
That's one yep. Okay.
Yep, yeah, I reviewed it.
Actually, for the stream, could you go ahead and just read the minutes, Paul, and that way we'll have it for the public, and then we can go ahead and approve those, hopefully, and then we'll move on to the agenda.
Draft minutes. Okay. Draft minutes for the regular Finance Committee meeting, June 15th, 2010. Meeting convened at 8:47 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the chair and secretary being present. Attending, Alonzo Brown, Mike.
This is Alonzo.
Ah, thank you.
Well, I'll go back and put that in there. Okay. All right. Attending, Alonzo Brown, Mike Jones, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Simon Pius, Summer Reese, Alex Steinberg, Mike Wanger, LaVarne Williams, Bruce Wolf, Executive Director Arlene Engelhart also participated in the meeting. Agenda, 1, approve agenda. 2, report from CFO. 3, report from the Executive Director. 4, report from each signal area about where they're at with the FY11 budget. The chair announced that Fred Klunder had resigned as treasurer of KPFA due to work pressures. The new treasurer is John Wanger. Motion, Summer Reese, to approve the agenda. Passed without objection at 8:47 p.m. Eastern Time. Report from the CFO, 8:48 p.m. Eastern Time. The CFO reported that she sent out the results for May. She urged the treasurers to consult with their general managers and business managers to see if there are any variances. She noted that only 3 stations closed on time. WPFW is having a problem with low power on a loner transmitter arrangement. KPFK reached their goal of $660,000. KPFT came in at 86% of its goal with about $260,000. WBAI had a goal of $850,000 and made $855,279. She noted that income for Pacifica is about $1.5 million short of what was budgeted year to date, but she thinks that the KPFK drive starting late will account for about $600,000 of that. The staff cuts at KPFA that were supposed to have been made in November 2008 are being made now. There was a discussion of the effect of on-air fund drives.
Can someone please mute your phone? Whomever doesn't have their phone muted?
They're away from their phone.
I think it may be Tracy.
Was
at a party signing.
Oh.
Petition signing party.
Petition signing party. There you go.
Okay.
All right, we'll try to continue because I don't think she can hear us.
There was a discussion of the effect of on-air fund drives and elections happening at the same time. Motion, Gummer Reese, that the NFC ask for a short synopsis of premiums offered at each station. Passed without objection. Report from the Executive Director, 9:24 p.m. Eastern Time. The Executive Director emphasized the need to work together and wants to bring the station general managers to the July PNB meeting. The committee agreed that this was a good idea. The chair directed the secretary to note on the announcement for the June 29th meeting on the APFTX calendar that there would be an executive session of the committee after its public session. Done. Reports from each single area about where they're at with the FY11 budget, 9:29 p.m. Eastern Time. Each of the station representatives gave a short report on how their stations are getting along with the FY11 budget. There was a discussion of CPB funding and how it relates to FSRN. Motion by Alberto Luera to adjourn, passed without objection. Adjourned, 10:18 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, Secretary.
You do fantastic minutes, R. Paul. Thank you. I only heard one thing maybe right at the very beginning on the attendance. I think you had Mike Wanger under attendees instead of John Wanger. That's the only thing.
Oh, it's John Wanger. Oh,
there you go. That was my only correction that I heard. Does anyone else have any objections, corrections, or comments?
I have a quick question.
Please.
Paul, can you go into your minutes and tell us what is the number that you quoted for KPFT Fund Drive?
It summarized something, too.
Okay. And hopefully Tracy will come back and mute her phone.
APFT came in at 86% with about $260,000.
Repeat the number again?
$260,000.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard the right number, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. That is correct. That's what we said at the meeting.
Thank you. Alberto and John Wanger?
I might have misheard, but Fred Klunder stepped down at KPFK as in Kafka, not as in A as in Apple. I'm not sure what he actually said, but I might have misheard it.
All right. I shall correct that.
Thank you. I hadn't caught that. All right. Are there any other corrections or points of inquiry? Okay. Are there any objections to the approval of the minutes as read? And hearing none? Please mark them as proof.
And what is the mute code if I need to make noise?
Is it pound 11? Somebody who knows more than
pound,
I do?
Pound 1.
Pound 1. There you go. Thank you. And whomever did mute their phone, thank you. Okay, very good. We need to go ahead and approve an agenda for tonight. LaVarne, I see you sent out budget templates for KPFK, KPFT, and PRA. Are those the ones that are ready to look at, basically, for this evening? On the open
Yeah, we want to look at KPFT. We have tonight, graciously, in our presence.
Yes, Markeisha.
It's Markeisha Sampson.
Thank you so much.
We'll just tackle one. A night, and so and with this one, Markeisha will go through a discussion on tea with Alberto's beer too, and this will be, you know, our first run, and we can look at, you know, any additional information or questions or whatever, and their budget, again, is a draft, so we have to...
That's fine. That. Okay, so that's excellent. So we'll go ahead and prioritize that at the top, so since we have Markeisha with us, and go ahead and tackle the KPFT budget. And is that the only one you really... Okay, I think probably one budget a night is fine. If we actually managed to get a whole budget done every meeting, we'd be done by now. So are there any other issues that you wanted to bring to our attention, LaVarne, during the open session?
Well, Bertolt Reimers is... he's been appointed the interim general manager at WBAI, replacing Muriel Tillinghast.
Okay.
And we know the initial budget that was done, Bertolt had done the template and worked... We're working individually with the business managers.
Mm-hmm.
So the budget that he did is actually WBAI's budget with some changes that they'll have to do. So and therefore, we have like almost four budgets done with the first draft. And we're working on KPFAs with Maria, and then I'll have Efren also helping on that. So basically, you know, Bertolt is working BAIs this week, and Efren is working on some KPFAs, and we have to get Maria in and Ahmad Anderson, who's the interim general manager at A. So, and then we just drop in our budget for the national office we have PRA. So our budget should basically, we'll have the draft for every budget next week.
Okay, fantastic. All right, then. And do you know, is Arlene planning to be on the call tonight or not?
I meant to say, Arlene is on vacation, so she, you know, she asked to be excused for the
meeting. Oh, of course.
So she will not be on tonight's call.
Okay. All right, very good, then. Then
Sean?
Yes. John?
I was talking to Varn briefly earlier, and she's and I made a cost-saving suggestion. She asked if I would take some time. So I have a 3 to 5 minute filler if you want a cost-saving suggestion.
Oh, okay. Would you like to be an agenda item for a little discussion after we go over the KPFT budget?
Sure.
Okay, sounds good. All right, you know, we just need to move forward here. So I think if we can, basically the agenda will be a review of KPFT budget, other budgetary issues as time allows, and cost-saving measures from John Wanger. Is there anyone else who'd like to put something on for discussion for this evening? We have other things to deal with, but, you know, when we have a budget and a business manager to deal with, we should jump right into that. So if are there any other things that anyone wants to get on this agenda for tonight? Otherwise, I'd suggest that we go ahead and prove it. Okay.
Do we want to put times on any of this?
Nah, you know, I think as long as one works expeditiously, it's not always necessary to have times. I mean, I would like to just sort of get through it, and then we can move on to whatever information we have that we can go into executive session to. Levarne, do you have any of those the personnel issues and things for executive session that we had discussed a couple of weeks ago? Or
Not really tonight.
Okay.
I would like to put a time limit on the time for KPFT and Markeisha because we don't want to keep her on the
Of course. Of course. Well, I suggest that if there are no objections, that we go ahead and approve our slightly loose agenda tonight and move forward and let Markeisha and Levarne get started here. Are there any objections?
Well, let me see what I have. I have KPFT budget, other budgetary issues, cost-saving suggestions.
That's basically it.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Are there any objections to the agenda as proposed? And hearing none, can you mark it as approved? And Levarne, you have the floor, and Markeisha. Whichever of you would like to go first and lead the discussion.
Thank you very much. I'd just like Markeisha to introduce herself. I just want to say that Markeisha has really helped the foundation a lot. She flew up to New York last year in terms of helping BAI, and set aside some time to do that, and we really appreciated that. In addition, we had some help from WPFW, too, but in terms of helping in finance and that she had done that. So, and we really appreciate her coming on the call because this is above and beyond in terms of what her, you know, requirements is like, you know, after work time. So anyway, let's just get started.
Well, thank you, Markeisha. Please.
No problem. Okay, hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm Markeisha Benzant-Sampson, and I am the business manager for KPFT. I have been at KPFT right at 8 years. It'll be 8 years in August. So I've been working with these budgets each year. Lately, it's been getting harder and harder to find things, but we're trying to grind it out. I don't know how you would like to go about going through it, though. Levarne, do you have any suggestions?
Why don't we look at, does everyone have their budget, have the information there in front of you, the KPFT budget? Do you have, you're at a computer, or do you have a printout of it?
I have one question, Levarne. It seems that there are two copies of each thing in the attachments, in two copies of KPFK, two of KPFT, and two of PRA. Is that just an anomaly? Are they the same, or was there...
The reason why I sent it, and that's why I'm going to have John Wanger give us some information when we go on, is that usually when I send them out in the latest version of Excel, people say, I can't open it. So I sent out the latest version, which is the X.XLSX, and then an earlier version, which everyone should be able to open.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, this is Bruce. When did you send out the alternate version? Because I couldn't open the first one.
I sent them all out
together
tonight. Oh, tonight?
Friday night.
Okay, I haven't received it yet, but I'm watching for it.
Oh, really? Because I got it. I mean, I did anyone else not receive it? It was all sent in a package, Bruce. It was like the versions are all together. Maybe did you try opening both versions of the file?
No, I don't think, I haven't received yet. The one I received first was just the one in whatever Levarne first sent it in, and I just tried to open that again, and it still doesn't open. So that's all I received.
Okay, it said private.
But it could be, you know, it could
let me just tell you, private and confidential,
right,
sent on June the 28th. Can you just look at June the 28th and see if you see it there?
Monday, yeah, that's the one I opened yesterday, okay.
Wait a minute, let me see. something.
Well, okay. Let Bruce go ahead and you take a look at it. And LaVon, go ahead.
Yeah,
and
I'm watching for it. I haven't got it. Thank you. Yet.
Did everyone else have it available to their perusal?
I have stuff from the 25th here.
Right, exactly. That was when it initially sent, was on the 25th.
Okay, so it's not the 20th. All
right. Right, the 25th, and then I resent it.
Right. Same email, right?
Right.
Okay, so go ahead, LaVon. Let's, do other people have it open, or were they able to access it? Is there anyone else who does not have access to it at all?
So is it the budget file or the prototype, or?
KPFT, it went out, KPFT prototype budget.
Right. It's the one that she sent. It has six attachments in the file. You know, this is for private, confidential, and then there are six attachments, and it lists the two versions of K. I mean, there's two files for K, two for T, and two for PRA. But anyway, go ahead. LaVon, let's proceed as if everyone can see it. Hopefully everyone will catch up shortly. If you could go ahead and lead us off so we use Markeisha's time well.
Okay, so initially we'll just look at the budget, and then we'll look at the cash flow, but we'll start with that, so everyone can just start with the budget. So if you look at the KPFT prototype budget 2011 version 3, mm-hmm. and if you go to the tab, it says budget FY 2011. So what we want to do is we see that she has that Markeisha has the budget there, and what we have is through September initially of 2010, and then we have the budget for 2011. So if we start looking at total revenue, we can just look at that to kind of look at where KPFT is. So their total revenue for the year is I'm looking at both sheets here. So their total revenue October through September is the $1,152,108. So that's where they are for the budget for 2011. Now what we're going to do is, that's why we said this is a draft, because what we need to do is to drop in the forecast. Well, we have June numbers we will have on Monday, but or Tuesday, and then we'll drop in the forecast for July and August. So we'll drop those numbers in. But initially what we're looking at is a budget of $1,152,000. We have total expenses of $1,043,000 and producing an income of about $100,000. So what we should do is that when we start looking at the revenue, perhaps Markeisha can tell us along, because also there's a tab assumptions. She can kind of tell us when you're having your fund five. You know, how did this compare? Hi, how are you today?
Good.
How does this compare to the budget for this year? Because we can pull that sheet up too, and what are the, in terms of the listener support, have a fulfillment rate on there, so maybe we can talk about that, and that's on the assumption sheet, and we can talk about perhaps if Markeisha can pull up this year's budget and how that compares to this year's budget.
Okay.
So again, so let me just ask the first question then. On the listener support, it looks like it looks like your fund drives. I'm sorry, I can't see it on the sheet, but they're in October. I can see the dates: October, February, May, and August.
Uh huh.
How do those fund drives compare to this year, and in terms of your fulfillment this year?
Well,
what is your fulfillment rate on your fund drives for 2011, and how does that compare to this year?
When speaking with our development director, she said that we were averaging about 81% in fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've only, for each drive that we've had in the last, I'd say, 12 months, we have not reached goal. We've only reached goal. We've only got, I think the last one was, he said 86%. Each one has been like 86, 87% of goal. So when I budget it for listener support for FY11, the numbers are being budgeted based on what we actually made in goal.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. The listener support numbers are based on what we are being budgeted based on what we actually achieved. So, with that being said, those numbers are significantly lower than our budget from last year. $20,000, $30,000, sometimes even $40,000 each drive. So, because I know that the history is only budget for proven revenue, correct?
Right, exactly.
Excuse me, I have a point of information, Laverne. The budget I've opened that says KCFT prototype that ends in the XLSX, when you open the file, it says WBAI, and it's got figures that I know couldn't come from Texas. is anyone else having this problem? Because I'm looking at $2,852,752.
No.
I don't think that's KPFT.
Oh, no, no.
You wish it was.
I
can
only hope. Yeah.
All right. We'll take that $2 million. and so I'm not sure because it appears that I'm – I'll open the other one, but this says KPFT, but it's got WBAI's numbers, and I don't know if anybody else is looking at that as well.
I don't think so, Summer.
It says when you open up the first tab, budget to actual, it's got WBAI.
Right. Exactly.
When you go to budget FY 2011, there's
then KPFT. It's correct. Okay. Well, okay. So just so you know, budget to actual is WBAI's numbers in here. Okay.
So that must not be that's not a formula. Those aren't formulas. So that's why.
Okay. I see your budget. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Okay,
this is what happens when we share station to station. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thanks.
So, and as well as with corporate matches and major donors. Major donors was down extremely this year, and I don't know, Robin and I have been talking, we're not sure if it's because of the change in the accounting deal, Laverne.
Right.
But, and so we can't really classify them right off, we can't do it till the end of the year.
Okay.
So I don't know how to explain.
Why?
So, okay. we budgeted just $1,000 a month for major donor. Hopefully, we get at least one a month.
Okay.
Let's see. With corporate match, we've budgeted $21,000 for the year, but I think we're at that already, so we could probably increase there.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's another thing we're going to want to add to that meeting we were talking about, the development and business manager.
Mm-hmm.
How to tap into that more, because like I said, we're already at $21,000 through June.
Right. So this is just what Markeisha is referring to, is that we schedule a business database manager a follow-up meeting on July the 12th, I believe. So what we want to do is try to have a meeting probably with the business managers and database managers at that same time, and then we can talk about the budget and what we need to do together in terms of the fulfillment rates and how we will work together to try to increase the fulfillment rates and the other income lines that the database managers and development directors particularly work on. So that's good. So the other thing with the budget, you know, we want to add is on the assumption sheet, I want to add risk and opportunities to the budget. And
okay.
So it looks like in your major donor line, there would be an opportunity which we could actually add to the budget or just show it as an opportunity to the budget. But that's good.
Okay. I'm making that note.
Okay. And on your sales line, is that e-sales?
Well, that's going to be the web ads where people are going to be able to, like, use a directory that we're already kind of doing anyway when we promote the restaurants that donate.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to be able to go in. We purchased some software where they're going to be able to go in and populate the information themselves. And I know there are certain restrictions. I don't know all of the specifications, but... So it'll run for a month or a week or whatever, and I'm not sure what the dollar amount is either. So we've budgeted really low for that, but hopefully that takes off in the next month or so.
Okay. So in your website income itself, that line 5011,
mm-hmm.
where you have 1500 a month?
That's from people just going to the web to pledge. And it probably could be more, but a lot of it, but we're saying 1500 a month when it's not fund drive.
Right, right.
Okay.
I see.
Okay.
So the corporate match is perhaps you can do, yeah, because if you look at the numbers over 2010, yeah, you look like you're running higher. And then the web app. So what about the other thing I think that, you know, Arlena talked about at WMNF is like the tip jar. Have you guys implemented that? Are you also doing that?
It's on our website, but I don't know. I'll have to find out if it's generated any income. I'm not sure.
It is. It has.
It is?
It has
okay.
been, yes, ma'am. It's been generating income because it's a very easy way to throw money at KPFT. And I've been listening to the radio, and people have been putting money in the tip jar, and it's a wonderful tool as far as I can tell.
Okay. So is everyone familiar with that?
No, how does that work?
It's like a PayPal thing to throw in extra donations?
Yeah, it's a tip jar on the computer, and you click it, and then you can give some money to a tip. That's a tip rather than as a
and a pledge.
A pledge.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
you don't want a premium, or you don't want anything. You're
that's
just
right.
kidding.
So we should do that.
It goes right to the station, though. It's not for the programmers.
Oh, God.
Oh, of course. It goes to the station.
God, that would be payola, man. That's illegal.
I know. Well, that's why I was confused with the term tip.
No, I think it's just, you know, it's a gimmick to give the public a nice way to donate to the station.
And to donate to your favorite programmer. And I think that you can have it set up so that during the fund drive, when each programmer has a goal, that
there you
tip
go.
Or can go toward their goal because they've been working this like all during the year.
Sure.
Yeah. So it could work like that, or just, you know, it just builds up if you don't have a competitive pledge drive where each program is trying to hit a certain amount, you know, really, really competitively, then you would add that to it, or you could not. Like with some stations, they just have, you know, you contribute to your favorite program year long. And I know the computer programs on BAI, they get contributions all year long. So that's kind of how it works.
Question.
So, you know, all of these things, you know, we need to all, you know, like make little notes so we can make sure that they're in the budget for each station. Okay.
Question?
Mm. Arpa has a question.
Question?
Go ahead, okay. Please. I'm sorry.
Yeah. for the thing about sales and the restaurants and all of that. This is going to be run past the lawyers before it's done, right? Because
what do you mean, Arpal?
Well, if they have a thing of something to do, sort of something that sounds a little bit like an ad for the restaurant, and they're putting it up on the website, even though the website isn't the air, it's still the website of a not-for-profit. And so I'm just saying, yeah, it's going to go through a lawyer before anybody actually puts it up there.
Are they paying for this ad, or is this just a...
They will be paying, and I believe they've already talked to John Kriegler. Alberto, do you know the specifics, correct?
Sure, a little bit more, and also Mike, who's on the call, also our treasurer, we've been working with this. It's a very, very simple, lightweight, it's called... I forget. We called it Mike Help.
Corporate underwriting?
Well, no. We called it something else, and it's where some of our patrons can come in, and for a very inexpensive fee, they can put their banners and their advertising on the website. Without actual not too much people being involved in it, human beings. It's kind of like a little automatic way to come in, and you can put your menu or you can put your banner of your restaurant. And again, most of these places, these venues, provide a lot of support to the radio station by bringing food during the fund drives and by making their venues available to KPFB for fundraisers, in where we put one of our volunteers at the door, and there's a small cover, and all the money that comes in and gets collected at the door goes to the upkeep of the radio station. And over last 2 years, we've been talking about how we can access just a few more dollars from a lot of our patrons and that support the radio station, and this is one of them, of getting ads into the website for their particular venues. They have had meetings already with the attorney, a quick meeting with the attorney. The nonprofit status is not at stake. It is acceptable to do that, and it will not affect the FCC license. And that's pretty much it, Paul, as far as, this very light getting some of the local businesses to support our radio station.
I'd like to add something, too.
Please.
Please, go ahead, Mike.
This is not on the front page of the KPFT website. This is a directory link.
Oh.
So essentially, if, for example, you wanted to know where a good vegetarian restaurant was that supported KPFT, you would click on the link, go to restaurants, and hopefully find one of the restaurants that supports our fund drives by providing food or does other kinds of, in-kind donations.
Fantastic.
So it's an inexpensive way for the smaller businesses to solicit customers through like-minded individuals.
Excellent. Well, if I might add something to that, out here in California, one of our competing public radio stations not only has they have a directory, like an actual physical directory of all the different people that donate to the station and all the businesses that support them, to whom you can show your nice little membership card and get 10 to 20% off when you patronize these businesses. And not only is it legal, it helps them generate an obscene amount of money. So we should be doing things like that. So as long as it's been run by the lawyer, I think it's an excellent idea, and we should continue to move towards doing things like that sort of cross-pollinate us. Go ahead. Who is that?
John Greaves.
Thanks, John. Did I hear someone else's voice for the question? No. Okay, go ahead. Back to Lamar. Marquisha.
So Marquisha was going over the revenue. So, see, this is all good because we're all learning something from this. So your car donations, that looks like your run right there. The community events, can you kind of tell us something about those, Marquisha?
Yes, okay. So community events for October, we're going to have our annual golf tournament again.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, I think last year net we probably made about, I think it was between 10 and 12. So we budgeted kind of low because we didn't want to pad it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
In December, there's just a little small event. It's called Very Jerry Christmas, and it only made about $550 this last time. And in the past, it's done a couple of thousand, so I don't know if it's just a sign of the time.
What is it called?
A Very Jerry Christmas.
Jerry Garcia and the Grateful Dead.
Garcia.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know. Don't ask. I don't know.
But the stoner's on the call, too.
And we love the dead.
Yeah,
we
don't
do
put
love
me
the
on
dead.
The spot, yeah. For March, we're going to continue with doing our birthday celebration that we've been doing. And it did, I want to say that we made this amount, $16,500 exact, a little over that, I want to say we made this past year.
Mm-hmm.
For our 40th anniversary, but like I said, we're going to be doing it every year. So this was our second year doing it, even though it was supposed to be all out for the 40th anniversary. And then in June, we have a programmer by the name of Gus Garza who just did an event, and he wants to do it every year. And he has a Tejano program, and so he brought in $2,500 in one night.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not, it was at a club or something. I'm not sure what they
were. Sure, I went.
You
I
did?
Danced
okay.
all night.
Okay. So then, yeah, it was $2,500. and there was no expense involved. All we got, all of that money.
Okay.
For July, we have an event coming up called the Watermelon Festival.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why it's called the Watermelon Festival, but we usually think about... Go ahead, Alberto.
It's the other red meat.
But it usually brings us in about $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
And in September, we have this thing that we do called the Miller Outdoor Theater. And we actually get money from the city to put the event on. And we usually net about the $6,500
mm-hmm.
after
mm-hmm.
it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's it for events. And then, I mean, usually we have some other stuff sprinkled out throughout the year, but not anything that I could necessarily budget for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
So the bottom line, the on-air income, that's in addition to, what is that for?
That is,
what line? I see. Okay.
Are you going to
explain?
That's part of your
Go ahead.
Is that part of your SBA income, your subcarrier?
No, because we don't know. That's something else. Alberto, can you touch on that? The on-air income, the not underwriting, it's called, what are we calling it? It's
ethical sponsorship.
That's it.
You're good.
Okay, ethical sponsorship.
Okay.
And let me explain basically what that strategy is. And although we haven't really had any takers yet, the ethical sponsorship is basically going out to friends, non-profit organizations, as opposed to tiny little mom-and-pop businesses in the neighborhoods, but non-profit organizations to come in and assist the radio station by either putting us for a small amount into their yearly budgets as an effort to assist the radio station, to add it as part of their information dissemination line item, and that they make a small amount of money, you know, hopefully $1,000 or something like that. And, of course, since KPFT carries PSAs for everybody, we will be giving free PSAs, like always, but the organization can put us into their budget and help our funding situation. Also, there are, for example, there's a particular foundation whose main purpose is making art exhibits. It's called the Maneal Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about giving the radio station a monthly fee, if I may use the term fee, to promote their art lineup,
yeah.
Which we do technically for free as a PSA. So we are just looking at creative ways so that we can involve the different sectors of the progressive community into the whole mix of the radio station. And I think Mike can add to it because he's also involved in this process. Mike, can you help me out?
I know.
Well, I don't know.
I'm sorry, there's a lot of noise on the line. Tracy, can you hear us? Okay. Sorry, Mike. Talk loud, please.
That's okay. I think you explained it pretty well, Alberto. I mean, it's hopefully reaching out to some of the nonprofits in the community that we provide support for, and hoping that they'll be willing to support us equally. There's no strings attached to it. If they don't. We're still going to run their PSAs.
Right. Tracy, can you hear us?
Yes.
We're getting a lot of noise, and we have been at various points through
okay.
the call, I think, from your phone.
I'm sorry. I'm going to right now. Apologies.
Sorry, no problem.
There you go.
Thank you.
So that's basically what we're looking for as far as those weird line items on the KPFT budget, different line items, and we're working at trying to augment our falling listener sponsor income by other what can I call it? In innovative efforts at getting some of our communities to assist in helping the radio station stay alive.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Alberto.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Marquisha.
Okay. So back to income.
Right.
Okay. So let me just confirm then. So on your listener support, it's based on you have a goal, but your the cash. Because this comes from the cash flow, so this is based on what you expect to achieve of the goal, which is about what you said about 80%, 87%. So this flows from your cash flow. So this is more your realistic income. Then in terms of getting that higher, that's when we'll talk with the database managers and the directors to see what we can do as a team to increase the fulfillment. Working on as a major effort for this budget. Okay, this is great. So
can
where do we go next?
Yes, please go
can
ahead.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Given my situation, Marquisha, and I know you understand, will you please just give us the 2011 bottom line on listener support that you have there in front of you on the budget to remind all of us what we're talking about?
Bottom line on just listener support?
Just listener support, yeah. Income projected.
$886,740.
$886,000 plus.
Yes.
Okay. Now, can you tell us what is the listener's support that we have actually received / or expected to receive for 2010 in your little spreadsheet there, please?
Do you have that? You want to know what we've received year to date, or
yeah. How about that? Why don't we do that?
I only have through May here in front of me, but
yes,
it's $640,000 plus. Yeah.
And this is actual, actual.
Uh huh. Through May 31st.
Now, if I may ask another leading question here, what was the budget? The budget called for how much money so far through May 31st that we have really not reached? What was that bigger number?
Give me a second, Alberta.
Yes, ma'am. Please forgive me.
It's okay.
I have it.
You have it, okay.
Tell us.
It's 126,000 worse than what we have in the budget.
Okay. So we're expected to raise in 2011. We're expected to your bottom line on the projected 2011 budget is calling for 1.15 million.
Mm-hmm.
And give or take whatever. And we are actually listener support. We're projecting around 890,000. So we're looking at about 150 of non-listener support to come into the radio station.
Yes, and that's part of CPB and other stuff.
Okay.
I see. Is that where the rest of the budget is supposed to be coming from, since we're almost at the end of the year?
From looking at the budget...
No.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. You're projecting 805,000 coming from pure listener support.
Right.
And then another 80,000 coming from other stuff. Between direct mail renewal, telemarketing, and ESP income, whatever that is.
I'm sorry, who is speaking?
Bertold.
Bertold.
Oh, I didn't even know he was on the call.
Welcome,
Berthold.
I was waiting for you to say the budget is okay, it's well designed before I say anything.
You want love before you introduce yourself. So I'm sorry, so please clarify, because that $240,000 shortfall at almost the end of the fiscal year, is most of that anticipated to come from CPB funding, or, I mean, the $150,000 that hasn't been distributed yet, or, no, I see. Where is the rest of that anticipated coming from at this point?
Well, the remainder of the monies from the May fund drive, as well as we'll have another fund drive in August.
Oh, okay, you have an August drive, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the summer.
Thank you.
Or sizzling summer.
Yeah, totally. Dog days of summer.
Good evening, everyone. I see you asking Marquisha that question. I mean, it's like writing that budget in your assumption.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have the spreadsheet open with you, because it's like all the questions you've asked so far, all the answers are like right there.
Okay, I'm on it. Let's see.
She run on assumption.
Oh, it's in read-only mode, the second version. I'd have to open the other one. Okay. It doesn't open any assumptions.
Yeah, if you click on the assumption, it shows you, you know, you're having a drive in October, February, May, and August.
Hold on, there we go. Okay.
Total drive, $995,000. They expect 81% fulfillment rate. So, they're expecting to raise a net of $805,950. That's where that's coming from. Last year they raised $976,107. So they're increasing their pledge by 2% overall. Goes by 2%.
I'm sorry, where are you at, Berthold?
Are you at in assumptions?
I'm in assumptions. I don't know if anyone of other people are, but
all the way on top. J, column J, it says vote for fiscal year 2011.
I see.
This shows you they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
175 for August, okay.
Last year was next to it, was a total of 976,000 they raised. So therefore they have increased what they think they're going to raise by 2%. And 81% is the assumption of the fulfillment rate. So that gives you a net of, I don't know,
the 888, yeah.
Sure.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And you notice there are 61 fundraising days. That's what's in the budget. 61.
I see that.
Yeah.
That's actually helpful, though, seeing that as a breakdown, because it helps give one a perspective on the different stations when you put the total of fundraising days per year, you know.
Exactly.
It's a helpful piece of information. Okay, so perhaps we should go right back to the actual the budget there instead of the assumptions. Markeisha or LaVon?
Okay.
Okay, so Ben, if we can just look at salaries and the information in there, we have, like you said, all of this stuff is, it doesn't have names, it has, all of this stuff is personal and confidential. So again, I'd like everyone to respect that. But the other is just looking at, if we look at the payroll and data entry, and we look at the number of FTEs, we see 9.75 in the budget. And then we, if we compare that to this year, I've had some sheets where we've been trying to do. So your number of FTEs now, Markeisha, are about what?
Well, it's still the, when you say full, that's full-time equivalents, right? It's still that.
Right.
Because it's, let's see, one, two.
Total adds up to 9.75 at the bottom of the payroll data entry.
Okay, one, two, three, four, five.
What line is this?
Seven, eight.
Line 59, column E.
Thank you.
Okay. It's, yeah, there are actually 8 full-time employees, and the other 1.25, they're all less than 20 hours, less than 18 hours a week people.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble. Where are you? I'm in the budget FY11. What page are you on? Because I'm...
Click on payroll data entry. It's about 6 to the right. 6 sheets to the right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we're at 9 right now, Lavarne. They're getting ready to hire a 2.5, a .25.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize if other people are having an easier time to this, but when I'm on line 59, it says remit to national office, Heath Bequest.
Right.
And then when I keep going right, there's just white entries that once you get past... I don't see anything that gives me full-time equivalent, so I'm sure on the wrong line.
The sheet is payroll data entry. It's highlighted in pink or red. The sheet? Payroll data entry is highlighted in pink.
Does anyone else have payroll data entry? Do you see what she's talking about?
Yeah, I see it.
It scrolls way off to your right. You have to go past a lot of sheets, and it's past payroll, and it says payroll data entry, and let's see what 59 looks like.
You have to click on the sheet itself so that it puts you there.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Yeah.
I don't have a line 59.
Summer, do you see a line of tabs along the bottom?
Yeah, no, I've got those. Like, yeah.
Okay, do you see one that says payroll data entry?
Yes. Well, no, I've got page. All right, on when you hit on payroll.
Payroll data entry.
Right. One to the right of payroll is payroll data entry.
It's red. The sheet is highlighted. The sheet identification is...
Got it. Thank you.
I have to point out that for those of us who don't use the Evil Empire software, all of the sheets are black and white.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Whoever said that, I agree. I'm using OpenOffice. You using OpenOffice, too?
Yep.
This came in OpenOffice. I mean, it says OpenOffice.org. Yeah, that's at least what I got.
No, that's because that's what you're running.
Right.
We don't run OpenOffice at this station. I mean, that's what the file says. It says OpenOffice.org calculations, read only.
Yeah.
That's.
And Summer, now you know what my suggestion will be. Use OpenOffice.
I don't control anything here. I have, please.
Yeah, I understand. But anyhow, payroll data entry is to the right of payroll. You click on
that.
Got it.
9.75 under grand total. That would be our FTEs under column E, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Nothing indicates that those are FTEs, but from looking at that, but I've got it. Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So we were saying that you have 9 now, and you're about to hire another person for
our membership assistant. Our one that we had retired back in April, and. But we really can't get by without her, so she was
those
only like
sessions we can have too. We can have some of those in closed session, in the next conference call.
We really do need to go over personnel matters. That was what was supposed to be on the executive session today was personnel and legal issues. But the next one we really do. I mean, I think there are personnel issues to do with the budgets for all the stations that we at least need to discuss.
Okay.
Executive session.
Okay. So inside of the. The salaries, we have Virchow's on the line, so we have, in terms of payroll taxes, any increases in FICA, we have the latest on that, and we can check all of those. I think we might have the latest. Lynn or Ephraim send them out?
Lynn did send them out, yes.
Yeah.
And I believe I went in and changed them, yeah.
Okay. And so any other discussions on it? We have a 9.75. Any other discussions on
just
that?
Just a classic question that is always asked.
Go ahead, Albert.
How is the health insurance plan going to affect our budget?
It's going up by 14%. It's already included, I believe, in here.
Health benefits is also in this.
Right.
So when you have on the budget, payroll and all that stuff, our salary and your expenses includes health benefits and.
And your consultant, I see you have about. This is something that we've been looking at closely this year because, we have some high consultant figures in there, and we're trying to explain those. And the PNB has been asking about and explain what's in there. So you're $1,200 for consultants. Do you have the position identified, or that's just in terms of what you expect over the year?
That's what we have someone in there. That's our engineer, our chief engineer.
Right.
And we've contracted with a company, and this guy, he's there just as needed, but we have to, the fee the agreed upon fee is $1,200 a month.
Okay. Yeah, so. That's the thing with the national office. You know, we pay, I guess it's Don Mussel, Bonnie Doon, a fee every month. Plus, we have support from Otis McClay,
also
of our consulting expenses that we pay. That we is used, I mean, he is for the whole, all the stations, but we pay that out of the national office budget. And it's, you know, two engineers. It's our engineer and technical website support from Otis McClay, and then we have Bonnie Doon, engineer, who I believe is Don Mussel.
Okay.
Any other questions there? So you have the 14% in there, and the bike and everything is there.
Right.
And you said, if I understood you correctly, you're adding one more person to that 9.75, or that is included in the 9.75?
That's included. It's included.
That is included. Okay, thank you. Are there any questions regarding this part of the budget? Okay, go ahead. Continue, please. Thank you.
Okay,
so we can go to the administrative we have board expenses, and that's basically for the election. Is that correct?
I was told there would not be an election in 11.
Right.
Is that, okay.
Right, of course.
So we budget $200 a month for them, for the board to be able to rent space or print stuff or do whatever they miscellaneous things they need to do.
Okay.
And then there's $1,500 like once a quarter, and I think that's for travel for board meetings.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that travel, do you mean for management staff or for, because when we fly to these meetings, it comes out of the national office, correct?
No.
No.
It's being billed back to our stations?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's including whatever it costs to ship our happy selves to these
meetings?
Yes. Things. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's
and that was one, if I may,
yeah.
if I may, Madam Chair.
Yes.
That was one of the questions that I had asked our manager, that particular number of $1,500 a quarter for the board, the four board members to travel to Berkeley or L.A. or wherever.
Whatever.
To a board meeting, and I just in my mind thought that that wouldn't be enough, that is not enough. So I would like to just ask LaVarne to keep her eyes open as to see how that particular part of the expenses work. Because I know that four board members going up to any meeting is not going to cost $1,500.
Well, that's actually an interesting question, LaVarne. When it comes to these board expenses, okay, if our stations are individually paying for the travel expenses, what about hotel expenses and et cetera? I mean, what portion of that is picked up by the national office and what portion gets billed back to the individual stations?
We bill back most of those expenses to the individual stations. That's why they have a budget. But, you know, on the timing of these board meetings, like we're having a board meeting here in Berkeley in October, so, you know, I assume that we'll probably accrue, like we're already booking, I'm sorry, not in Berkeley, in
New York
in October. And so, you know, we're asking people to start booking, so we assume that you probably will be accruing some of those expenses because the board meeting is actually going to be in October. And since, you know, due to pressures that we have in terms of our finance, our budget, you know, I am, like, you know, asking people now to consider passing a resolution this year because of the pressures on finances that we'll have a board meeting in October, which will, you know, approve the budget, and that we'll have a meeting in January where we'll seat the new board members. And then I'm asking that the next meeting will be in May, and then the final board meeting will be in September, where we will approve the budget in September versus, you know, having a board meeting in October. So there will be four board meetings this year, but the board meeting, the October board meeting, normally should be held probably in September.
Sure.
Now, to approve the budget, then the next is in January, where we will seat the new board members, and we should have the audit completed in January, and then we could go over that, and then we'll have we'll also have the final numbers for the year 2010. And then in May, that's when we'll have normal business, and then we would have a board meeting in September where we would actually approve the budget. We would have, so therefore, we would end up having four board meetings in the month.
Go to three.
In the 2011, but it'll be off the schedule in terms of having a meeting in October of 2011. We would have it in September of 2011.
Actually, it's supposed to be a September meeting.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Actually, that's supposed to be a September meeting.
Right. Absolutely. That's what I'm going to get back on schedule.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're still going to have the same four meetings. We're just shifting them back to being on time.
Exactly.
I'll take other questions.
I have. I would like to go back to my sonsonete, which is Laverne. For the benefit of all the business managers, and again for the benefit of us here at KPFT, we need to have some kind of nodding up and down of the head. What will be the appropriate number for board members to travel to these meetings? I still say that $1,500 is just a little bit too small. The number is too small, and that when the bill backs come back, that's going to impact overall budget.
Okay,
I agree with Alberto completely on that.
Okay, so when we prepare the national budget, we'll look at the what has been the expenses by station, and then come up with a number that more that. You and Markeisha,
can I say something?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'd probably get rocks or something thrown at me, but, you know, in the budgeting process, I thought we were supposed to be saving money, not spending more. So why is the, you know, we got to go to these board meetings?
Well, it's in the bylaws, so we really don't have any choice about that, but I do think that we have to be realistic because, obviously, I mean, Alberto's completely correct. The $1,500 would probably be adequate for travel if people were careful about, you know, booking planes wisely, but I'm sure, obviously, it's not covering hotel expenses, the food, or anything like that. I mean, I'm sure it's costing much more than that. So, yeah, I think a realistic projection broken up by station would be helpful. And following up on that, I have further concerns, and I think maybe we can tackle that at our next meeting, but I think it's really, I brought it up at the last meeting, it would be irresponsible not to take a look backwards at how much litigation we've had with each election at each station on a case-by-case basis. If a station has been sued in every election, then they have a 100% probability of being sued during this election. The election here is already a disaster, and it hasn't even begun. I think that it is incumbent upon us, since litigation expenses are one of the things that are most damaging to the foundation, that we take a realistic look, and that's going to require a little bit of, you know, looking backwards to figure out what we've spent on litigation expenses around these elections for each station, and I think those should be factored into each station's budget, because to do otherwise I think would be unrealistic. And it doesn't mean we're going to need that money necessarily if we're lucky, but we should certainly be looking at it, because otherwise we're just missing a potential huge expense, I think. So I don't know how other people feel about that, but I do think it's part of the budgeting process.
And Laverne?
Yes.
Agreeing with my colleague Markeisha, I agree with her statement 100% that we should be saving as much money as possible because we don't have it. And ultimately, our job is to be on the airwaves, putting out our message and our good vibes out into our community. So I agree with you, Markeisha. Unfortunately, you know, when we get the bill backs, you're the person that's always having to deal with a problem.
Right. And ultimately, it'll be something not getting paid, you know,
because
someone wanted to travel.
Yes,
you know?
Ma'am. I agree.
That's why I'm basically, we're having the three meetings to deal with 2011, and the meeting that's in October should have happened in September of this fiscal year. Can I just ask where January's meeting is? I should know that, but I don't. Wait, where
would be Texas, wouldn't it?
It would be Texas, I believe.
Next in rotation, yeah.
Right, so therefore, you know, that will reduce the expenses right there. So you get the $1,500 instead of over four would be over three, because the Texas meeting you won't have to travel and you won't be in a hotel. And then, so after Texas, it's
So then I can bump, I can move that money over to the other three. Then,
exactly.
Right? Okay.
Exactly. Okay.
So, can I ask a question?
Please,
Bruce.
Go ahead, Bruce.
I just want clarification. I mean, keep in mind, I'm still new to some of the way things work. So what you're saying is that for travel, for the PNB meeting, the national office actually pays for everything and then bills the stations.
That is correct.
Right.
Is that right? So we don't have any control at all on how much money is being budgeted for that particular item, because it's whatever bill we get from Pacifica, is that right?
Well, it's whatever. I mean, Tracy's on the call. We are all working on the committee to keep the cost as low as possible, as extremely low. So it is up to, I mean, if anyone on the committee can find a coordinating committee, can find a cheaper place, so it's up to all of us to try to find the least cost, but one that doesn't have bed bugs.
Yeah, this is Tracy. Off the top of my head, the $1,500 per board member per meeting figure sounds perfectly adequate, and I don't think we've done anything that would go over that amount in the two meetings that we're planning now, which is Berkeley and New York. New York is always the most expensive location.
It's $1,500
But I don't think if you budgeted that number that you would find yourself out of whack. That's the question.
Tracy,
but
it's not for one person, it's for four people.
It's $1,500
to fly four people, feed them, and house them.
Well, okay, we're not talking about hotels then. We're just talking about flights.
We're talking about everything. They're budgeting $1,500 to move four people, house them, and feed them for a board meeting. It's not $1,500 per person. It's $1,500 for four people. It's an unreal.
Then that's totally inadequate,
it
and that figure needs to be worked out. I've been seeing the airline tickets as they've been coming in. It's not even close to adequate.
Of course not. Yeah.
And we can control that cost by board members booking their travel as soon as possible. So, you know, you guys need to put pressure on your PNB reps to make sure that they are booking those flights at the earliest convenience. And in the case where board members do have funds and can book their own flights or pay for it, you know, we're asking you to do that. I mean, there's no shame in that. I mean, if you can, you do. If you can't, you don't.